As we mentioned, the person who brings the Bikurim described in the first parak of this week's Parsha has to speak about Jewish history. Arami Ovid Avi Vayered Mitzrayim Avayagar Shambim Temaat. We start with the history of the Avot and Lavan's attempt to kill them and going down to Mitzrayim and being a small nation there. Vayagar Shambim Temaat. Vayehi Sham Lagoy Gadol Atzum Varav. And we developed there into this great, strong nation. We see here two very important ideas. The first is the concept of nationhood of the Jewish people beginning, developing in Mitzrayim. We're all familiar with the words of the Medrash Halacha Vayehi Sham Lagoy Gadol Melameit Shehayu Yisrael Mitzuyanim Sham. We quote this on the night of the Seder. The Jewish people distinguished themselves there. They identified themselves as a separate, different people. Medrash Rabbah says they kept their names. We see this from the beginning of Sefer Shemot, which begins by re-mentioning the names of the Shvatim. As the Medrash tells us, Reuven and Shimon were the names of those who went down to Egypt, and Reuven and Shimon were some of the names of the Jews that left as well. And of course, the Mechilta tells us that the Jewish people, despite the low level they were on, were zocha to be taken out of Egypt because lo shinu et shmam, lo shinu et lashonam. They kept their name and their language. It's interesting that this development happened particularly in Egypt amongst the Egyptians. The Sforno tells us something very profound in his Pirish Tibereshit Perek Memvav, when Hashem talks about how the Jewish people will develop as a great nation in Egypt. Hashem is speaking to Yaakov Avinu on his way down, and he says to him, Al tira miyudam Mitzrayim, don't be afraid of going down to Egypt. Ki lagoy gadol asim chasham. Because I'll make you into a great nation there. The Sforno says, if you were living here amongst the Canaanim, you would be assimilating with them. But with the Egyptians, it won't happen because the Egyptians don't allow people from Eretz Canaan to assimilate amongst their nation. As we see, they wouldn't eat bread with Yosef's brothers when they visited. It's important for the Jewish people. They can develop properly into a nation only when they're in an environment that they see themselves as distinct from, where the environment sees them as distinct. The Yikra Perek Chof, after speaking about the Arayot and the need to not follow the ways of the Goyim, Hashem concludes by speaking about the need for Havdalah and says, you should separate yourselves from the other nations by separating between kosher and non-kosher and by being different, and then I'll separate you from them as well to be my nation. Va'avdil etchem min ha'amim liyot li. Rashi says, if you distinguish yourselves, you're mine, and if not, you'll be taken by the other nations, assimilated, and attacked. This is such an important idea in our world today when we live amongst nations who are often willing to accept us and allow some level of assimilation, and where people feel that they can and maybe should assimilate. This is true in the United States and Western countries, and it's true, sadly, in Israel too, where even though we don't live amongst nations, we live as part of the broader cultural village. So important, Vayisham Legoi, the Jewish people's development is only true when it's in a distinct way. The Maram Shik, the great Talmud of the Chafetz Chaim, says that there are many people who feel that it's enough to have a Jewish name when they're called up to the Torah. And as far as their regular name, that name can be something that fits with the other nations. And he says, Zedavar Hevel V'Tipshus, Ki Bevada Yesh V'Ze Isser D'Araisa. It's not just the question of the Isser or not, it's also the question of whether we have an identity that can sustain itself and maintain itself amongst the world, the nations we live amongst, and the broader culture we live amongst in the global village. Let's take this message and reaffirm our distinct identity as God's people.